And finally, today, the latest in our generation series. We've been bringing together family members from different generations to talk about their shared experiences. Today, a story about a mother and daughter who share the experience of being part of the LGBT community, but who were nevertheless surprised by the differences they do have. Lynn Girton is 69 and a civil rights attorney in Massachusetts. She and her partner, Pat Friedman, have been together since 1968. In the 1980s, the couple adopted two daughters from India. Molly Girton is one of them. She's an accountant in the private sector. She's now 34, and she's also gay. But this story isn't just about coming out. It's also about labels and the words we choose to describe ourselves. We begin with mom, Lynn, who grew up in a Christian household in Ohio. She never came out to her parents. She didn't even know what a lesbian was. She dated men until the day she met someone who eventually became her partner for life.
We met at a summer job and immediately fell in love and had no idea what that meant. We just knew that we were crazy about each other and wanted to spend the rest of our lives together, and moved together to Michigan where we were both in school, and came home one day and we both said, we had lunch with someone who said, "Don't you find it difficult to be a lesbian in our respective environments?" And so we came home and said, "Oh my God, that's what we are." So we were beyond naive, beyond hopeless in terms of having any sense of who we were.
You settled in Massachusetts, and I think many people may know that the state has been on the forefront of human rights for people in the LGBT community. The state made it illegal to discriminate based on sexual orientation back in 1989. It was the first state to grant legal marriage to same-sex couples in 2004. But I did wonder, that's on paper. I wonder what it was like living day to day. Did you feel like you were in a place that you could be free to have your family the way you wanted it to be?
We always work in work environments where people were incredibly loving and accepting. And in fact, I felt went out of their way to make sure that our relationship was honored and taken care of. Where it became an issue is at the time that we adopted, I had to adopt Molly in my name. And then when Jenny came home, Pat did Jenny in her name. Soon thereafter, though, one of the many cases GLAAD did was the co-adoption case where two women or two men could go into court and co-adopt children. So any fears that we had about either people in our family or other people coming in at some point and jeopardizing the non-adoptive person's relationship was totally solved at that stage. I mean, so we basically did two single adoptions, and then I'll never forget the day we went back to court and did the co-adoption.
That's where we turn to Molly. Hello, Molly.
Hello.
So tell me about when you came out. What was that like for you?
I think I first came out to my parents when I was 3, before my sister Jenny came home. And I said, "Oh, it's just us lesbians," to which I'm not really sure. What was your reaction?
That sounds like a plan, honey.
Okay. And then I came out officially, if you will, in 9th grade. And probably when I was like 12 or 13, it was like the height of like where the far right was saying, "Oh, you can catch gay, not just catch like AIDS, but catch gay from toilets, and like gay parents make gay kids."
So that's interesting though, Molly, because I think a lot of people, just not knowing anything about your family, might think, well, it has to be easier when you have two parents who are lesbian. But you're saying it's different.
It's complicated in that I'm adopted. So there's that lesser degree of like, obviously it's biological. So the idea that like I, as a totally separate human being from India, would catch this disease from my parents made it, I think, more complicated in my 12-year-old head. I was very aware that the world didn't like us. They didn't like my family. They didn't like me. And I get this question often, like, you know, like, "Oh, it must have been so easy coming out." What is interesting is that my sexuality and who I choose to want to spend the rest of my life with is women, another woman. My gender is something that I think my parents struggled with. And I remember you guys asked me if I was transgender, but I was like, "I'm not trans. Like, I'm a woman who gender nonconforms. I wear men's clothes."
Did you think your parents wanted you to wear more feminine clothes or to transition or live as a man? What was their advice to you?
I think it would be to transition to live life as a man. Like, I don't think that putting on makeup and dresses and growing my hair out and putting lipstick would make any more sense than transitioning into becoming a man. Both are gender performances and, you know, identities that didn't reflect who I was.
Lynn, can you pick up the thread here? What? Tell me your side of this.
the many gifts that our daughters have given us is to challenge us around issues that we thought we were comfortable in and thought we knew all the answers about, and it turns out we didn't. And the two that stand out in my mind are the gender identity issues and matters of race. And I remember, as a mother, all you want to do is put this bubble around your kid and not let anything or anyone hurt them. So when Molly presented who she definitely was, my thought was, why are you making your life more complicated than it already is? And can't we do something? Either can't we make you fit in as a man, or can't we do something or other? And that arose out of a place of wanting her not to be subject to the pain that was pretty obvious. And I remember many conversations that Molly and I in particular have had around my misunderstanding about the difference between gender identity and gender roles, because I am sort of the old-fashioned feminist. So for me, the gender identity issues were so tied into the role confinement that we fought so hard about. And to some degree, it's still a struggle, but I'm doing better.
You've both been so involved in activism over the years. And I wanted to ask you what you think remains to be done.
You know, I wake up every day and think how lucky Pat and I are that we have our two incredible daughters who have taught us too much. Just as I've learned a lot about Molly about gender roles, I've learned a lot from Molly about race. And she will periodically come to our house and say, "You white people are driving me crazy." And, you know, there was a time when I did the classic white thing where I thought, you know, that they didn't really mean that. That wasn't racism, honey, what you could have done. And my mind has been blown apart. I'm often struck the amount of progress we've made around gay issues compared to the little progress we've made around racial matters and the treatment of women is astounding. And if anyone can figure that one out, I'd love to hear the answer.
That was mother and daughter Lynn Girton and Molly Girton. They were both kind enough to join us from Member Station WBUR in Boston. Lynn Girton, Molly Girton, thank you both so much for speaking with us.
You're more than welcome,
Michelle.
Thank you.